feedlots, East African Community, the Arid and Semi-Arid Lands, ASALS, and Regional Development Cabinet Secretary Penina Malonza has stated that her ministry will initiate a 5,000-acre feedlot to address perennial insecurity in Baringo. Speaking during a food distribution exercise for internally displaced people, IDPs, at Koibawe Primary School grounds in Simo Soy Ward, Baringo North Sub-County on Tuesday, Malonza noted that the challenge of cattle rustling and banditry in the entire North Rift region is long overdue and requires a long-lasting solution. She revealed that her department is planning to involve local residents in the creation of feedlots in a 5,000-acre piece of land in which livestock shall be provided with water and pasture until maturity. The CS, who noted that livestock and resources were a source of conflicts among warring communities in the region, argued that the farming system will disadvantage armed criminals who have for a very long time tormented residents. "We will be managing the livestock and safeguarding them, and the farmers will get a chance to sell them after about 3 years of their maturity and start it all over again. This way they will fetch high incomes and sustain their livelihoods," said Malonza. She stated that the government is committed in bringing lasting peace in the area, where over 8 schools have already been closed and local residents have fled to safer areas to seek refuge due to escalating insecurity. Malonza, accompanied by Baringo County Commissioner Stephen Kutwa, Baringo Women Representative Florence Jamatia and Area Member of Parliament Joseph Makalap, called upon residents to remain calm even as multi-agency security teams are working round the clock to ensure that normalcy is restored in the volatile areas of the county. Kutwa, in his remarks, stated that his security team for the past week has been engaging members from warring communities to see to it that stolen livestock have been returned to its rightful owners. The county commissioner, who called for more food donations to affected households, said that they are also targeting to support those families which has voluntarily accepted to host the IDPs. Makalap thanked the CS for touring the area to witness for herself the disturbing situation which his constituents have been undergoing for the past 3 months after armed criminals wreaked havoc in their area. He called for every affected person, including those who have moved to Kerio Valley region, to be enlisted by the humanitarian agencies so that they can benefit from the special program and support from other organizations. Jamatia regretted that young children and women have borne the heaviest brunt and need immediate support, even as the government is working on a long-term solution to the challenge. She urged both levels of governments as well as well-wishers to join in offering a remedy to the displaced people who she said were lacking basic needs. During the distribution exercise, the residents benefited from 560 bags rice and an equal quantity of beans from the national government, being an addition of over 1,100 bags of food rations they received in the previous week.